Falling temperatures and a falling dollar have led to a jump in energy prices this week. With parts of the country now shivering through an Arctic cold spell, residents are having to pay more to keep warm. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The cold front that had been chilling the Midwest moved into the Northeast this week, and as New England residents fired up their furnaces, the cost of heating oil began to climb. Bob Garside, who heads the Oil Heat Council of New Hampshire, says fuel trucks are making extra deliveries to keep boiler tanks topped off.
We're expecting temperatures below the 20s, down in the teens. There's not much snow in the forecast, so it looks like we're in for a couple of cold days. But it's that time of the year. January is always the time when you can expect the coldest weather.
Heating oil prices nationwide have jumped a penny in the last week to $1.50 a gallon. That's 7 cents a gallon higher than at this time last year. Natural gas prices are also climbing, so people who heat with gas are paying more as well. More and more heating oil customers now try to insulate themselves by signing a fixed price contract for the whole winter. Weather may be the immediate cause for the price increase, but higher prices are likely to outlast this week's cold snap. One explanation is tight supplies of crude oil. Earlier this week, crude oil futures prices hit their highest level since just before the Iraq War. Ordinarily, when prices jump like that, OPEC boosts production in order to keep prices from rising too high. But energy economist Stephen Brown of the Federal Reserve Bank in Dallas says this time that hasn't happened.
OPEC is producing oil at a relatively stingy rate. The consequence of that and the world economy that's picking up is that oil prices remain relatively high.
Brown says one reason OPEC has been reluctant to contain prices is the weak dollar. With the dollar trading at near all-time lows against the euro, for example, a $34 barrel of oil no longer buys as many European products as it once did.
People in OPEC aren't buying all their goods from the United States. They buy them from a variety of trading partners, including Europe. When they look at the dollar price, they're also thinking about what they can buy internationally.
OPEC says it won't even think about increasing oil output until its next meeting a month from now. There could be a lot of chilly nights between now and then to run up the heating bill. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Bettwood.